tonight, both in Grand Rapids and in Bemidji. In Grand Rapids, we've got the Judge That Jam at Clock Out Brewing in Grand Rapids going from 6 to 8 p.m., where they'll play some songs, and then you'll people in the audience have a chance to rate the songs, kind of like what we were doing here this morning.
Yep, yeah. Exactly like that.
And then here in Bemidji, we've got Guess the Groove going on at Bridget's Pub. That's also starting at 6 o'clock. We have a limited amount of teams. Only 13 teams can participate. So get there early. Maximum of 5 people. You're not going to want to wait till 6 o'clock to get there.
Nope. Form your team now. Start calling your friends.
Yes. And like I said, it's not going to be Halloween themed songs. These are going to be like pop songs, rock songs, R&B songs, all over the genre spectrum. And they'll be from different decades. Each round will be a different decade. So you're going to want to be able to have a team that bridges the generational scope. Yeah.
And if you think you don't know that much about music, we have a pro coming in.
That's
you
right.
Can phone a friend. We'll have a pro set up and you'll get a couple chances to reach out for help on songs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Local music expert Ziggy will be there. And we have some very special tokens that Heather made featuring his face on it that are fascinating.
Anything with a craft, I'm right there.
Support for KXE comes from the Grand Rapids Farmers Market, now offering their winter market once a month with pickup at the Mesabi Trailhead Building inside the Itasca County Fairgrounds. The next pickup date is Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 2 p.m. Pre-orders are required with more info at grfarmersmarket.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
And it is Public Radio Music Day. Thank you, all our listeners and supporters, keeping public radio music alive. We can't do this without you. Literally, we cannot do it without you.
You're here.
So thank you for all your support. Now we're going to hand things over to Kari Hedlund for Headwaters.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom
covering it.
Man on the TV keeps making strange faces. Folks flying rockets to faraway places. World's getting turned on by assholes and racists. It's all for the progress of man. There's a woman in Dallas. She goes by Dolores. She bought her a beach house out in the rainforest. The money she picked up from her third divorce. All for the progress of man. It's all for the better. In the wind and the weather. In the ivory tusk. In the alpaca sweaters. It's all for the truth. And the big baby Ruth. And are you sure we're really all in this together? There's 68 tuna hanging out in the ocean. The herb doesn't spin if you don't feel the motion. We pop all our pills and we knock back our potions. All for the progress of man. The peace in the east is coming unraveled. There's rust on the tractors and dust in the saddle. We all make big money on Bitcoin cattle. And it's all for the progress of man. Said it's all for the progress of man. We'll be right back.
it is a state of mind. Yeah.
Amitafra, that is off the new album, The Prophet and the Madman. She is a North African singer who's now based in L.A., married to Kamasi Washington, who produced this record. And I'm just going to say that's probably music that you're not hearing on a lot of outlets, but you do on KAXE, along right next to Luscious Jackson with Naked Eye. That is in celebration. Today, they released that album, Fever In, Fever Out, in 1996. It was their second studio release, with Naked Eye, of course, being one of the big singles from the album. Hayes Carl, Progress of a Man, Bitcoin, and Cattle. That's off his latest album, We're Only Human. And Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers kicked that off with The Last DJ. It is Public Radio Music Day today across the nation. Other affiliates and independent public radio stations are celebrating all day long. And so are we here at KAXE. Tune in all day for special programming. We've got 3 hours of Headwaters this morning. Then at noon, it's musical green cheese trivia. So be sure to tune in, call in. It's going on from noon to one. Malachi and Jennifer are hosting this afternoon. And at 1 o'clock, we have more On the River with Dave Murphy and a special edition of On the River late afternoon from 4 to 7. Will Owens is your host today. And at 7 o'clock, Doug Danger is bringing you a mix of On the River, really leaning into what makes us live, local, and essential, including those local community members who are DJs for the station. Each of them bring their own flavor and flair to the sets that they create. And yes, they create the sets. They are the ones picking all of this music, as am I. And that is one of the reasons to support and listen to KAXE, something different every single day. If you didn't get a chance to donate during our summer member drive, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to kaxe.org. But really, this week is about thanking our members, people who have pitched in and supported this people-powered radio station. We wouldn't be people-powered if it weren't for you, so thank you. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today. Highs 48 to about 50 degrees and north-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead to Thursday, mostly cloudy. Highs 45 to 47 degrees. We receive support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. Malachi and I just took a field trip out to the Brothers Burn Mountain Studio between Meadowlands and Cotton, and you'll be hearing a story about the studio and their new retrospective album, 25 Years, looking back on 25 years as a band together. We're going to take a listen to that right now. This is Out Into the Night, and this is also just another way that we dig into the local and live music scene throughout northern Minnesota. One of the reasons why securing the future of public radio music matters. This is the Brothers Burn Mountain. We'll be right back.
know that you tried. I did not enter this world for you, but I saw if I could carry it, you would carry me too. I was not born to be free. The agony of memory, the long arc of
listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
That is the latest from Amadou and Mariam, and it's, of course, a posthumous release. Amadou died in May, I think, of this last year. That is Sonfo featuring Fally Apupa. And Flock of Dimes before that with Afraid. The Brothers Burn Mountain started that set off with Out Into the Night. Off their 25-year celebration album of being a band. It's local music. You can hear it every day on KAXC. One of the great things about a public radio station is we have the ability to cover a lot of what is happening in our area, including lots of local musicians. Malachi Coons is joining me now, kind of the curator of all things Minnesota. Malachi, what do you enjoy about being able to cover things happening in our state and our region?
I would say, you know, first and foremost, it's people that you can go see play, which has just always been really, really cool to have, like, sort of have those relationships with the artist. And anytime one of them is just so thankful that their music is on the air, it's such like a special thing. But yeah, you know, I always wish that more national bands that we play would come through, because really for me, live music is really important. So when you play something, then you can go see them, and it like just falls into place. With these local bands, they're out there. They're killing it. They're all over the state. They're making great music, and being able to share it on the air just gets the word out. So for me, it's like that. You can get both sides of the coin. You can see what they are recording. And if you are a fan of music, these are people who are really like pushing music and art and a live music scene, which is just really integral, I think, to like having more music made. All these bands start out playing well before they get into the recording studio. So being able to play them once they get there and support it that way is just amazing for me.
I agree. And also, like, to that effect of sort of the ripple effect, you know, I think one of the great things about having a station like KAXC in our region and other places that have stations like ours is it reverberates that desire for a thriving music scene. When you just don't have anything covering that, you don't know what other people are doing. Inspiration comes from a lot of what other people are doing. And that is something that's really beautiful about what we're able to highlight here about Northern Minnesota. We say all the time that rural places have way more happening than
we get credit for.
Than the national, you know, coverage is. Seems like we're just all little sleepy places that nothing's happening. And that's not true. And
we know that.
Look at our, if you take a look at our document, our public service announcement document, you will see the richness that is Northern Minnesota. And that's way beyond live music. But that's something that KAXC brings you every day. This is Public Radio Music Day. We're celebrating all day long. In this conversation about defunding, there's an article on our website right now talking about the importance of public radio music. And to me, one of the things that in this whole defunding conversation that's gotten lost is how we impact the music industry as a whole. And I think that connection isn't always made, especially in this era of new media and all these other ways you can find music. People think that, oh, radio's not important anymore, but that's just not true.
Yeah.
And
it's not at all.
No, and just like having the context that a human can deliver on what this band is about, what these people are about, what these songs are about, versus an algorithm that's just playing things, you know, with zero context, with zero human voice behind it.
Yeah. Besides even all the songs over the years that I've Shazammed and the artists that I've found, like someone providing context for Charlie Parr at one point in my life on the radio got me to go to a show. And like, it was just, this whole event was my entry point into a music scene. And that completely changed my life and really kind of pushed me towards where I'm at now in radio. And so it was all through real humans having real conversations and explaining the context behind different artists and how much is going on in our local area. Again, it ties back to that with music. But yeah, it is sort of taken for granted, I think, what we do, and not at all. But if you do get a chance ever, you know, don't go harassing musicians, but you'll hear from them time and time again that it makes a huge difference. You know, if we are able to learn about their shows and share that information, there are going to be more people attending. People might come up to them and say they heard them on here. It really is an integral part of the ecosystem. Radio is not dying in that sense, I would say, at all. It is like still as vital as ever. It's such a crapshoot to get picked up by an algorithm. It is, you have to have a giant record label and like a team and all these things, or just one in a billion people might get, what's it called, viral or whatever, you know?
Well, and even then, it's one song.
It's one song. Yeah, it's not like sustained listenership. It's not people who might seek out your merchandise, your physical albums, or go to your shows when they come. And so I really like what you said about it is just context, really being able to kind of tell the story of these artists, where they're from, and connect it with other music and how it fits in, I think can help people. It is really hard to just get into new music. I think even for professionals like us, without any context, it can be hard to hear something. But if you can just hear a little bit more about what this person draws from and what their experiences are, it is so much easier to get into new art with just a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've gotten off our pedestal about that.
I know. Yeah, that's not what you said I was coming on to talk about.
No, it was unprompted. We've got a big day today.
We do.
We've got some really fun programming coming up. I'm keeping Headwaters going up until noon. Then what's happening at noon?
We are having a special hour of green cheese trivia. Normally you catch it Saturdays from 7 to 9. Myself and Jennifer Barr are going to be hosting, since it is public radio music day, we are doing an all musical green cheese trivia. So you can expect lots of deep cuts, trivia about your favorite bands, musical styles, things like that. We're also going to be doing some more audio on green cheese coming up at noon. So you'll hear little clips of songs. We got a few different fun categories planned like that. So it's going to be a blast. Any green cheese fan, any music fan, have the phones ready. You can still do your shout outs. I'm really looking forward to see kind of who's listening at this different time and what the vibes are compared to, but it's going to be like a compact hour of Saturday night green cheese all about music.
So tune in. That's coming up at noon today. Take your lunch around that time. Maybe plan your day a little bit around green cheese trivia. Then coming up tonight, we have a special on the river this afternoon from 4 to 7. You usually hear news during that time. News is not going away. But today is Public Radio Music Day, as we've been saying, and we're leaning into all music. So it's a special on the river today from 4 to 7. And then a couple of different events happening at 6 o'clock tonight in Bemidji at Bridget's Pub. It is Guess the Groove, our spin on Name That Tune.
Yep. And more in-person trivia.
Yep, more in-person trivia. And there's going to be, I know that they've been working hard on getting those song clips and everything ready. So that will be really fun from 6 to 8 at Bridget's Pub tonight. And in Grand Rapids, at the same time, 6 to 8 at Clacko Brewing, we have Judge the Jam.
Yeah, I cannot wait. So a little bit different. It's kind of like a, you know, music lovers unite and talk about music. Specifically,
even music haters.
You know, yeah. Sometimes it really helps to have a music hater around. You know, it makes you feel better about yourself. You know that you still have some joy left in your life. Okay, we're getting off track here, but so it's going to be like just a big hangout, very informal. But we are going to be, you and I have brought a lot of new music, so just basically, we get so much music sent to us all the time, and it's a lot of stuff that we go through, and it's just a big part of our job. We are going to kind of open up that process, and we're going to be hanging out. I have chopped so many numbers from paper, so folks can hold up a 1 through a 10. We're going to be playing clips, 45-ish seconds, of all new music, either from just the last very, very recently, or stuff that's not available to the public.
And even if it's recent, we're going deep cuts.
So this will be music that you haven't heard before, and we want to get your thoughts. We're going to be walking around, microphones. Why'd you give this one a 10? Hey, you hated this one. Why'd you hate it? You were kind of mid on this one. What was mid about it? This, that. It's just going to be a fun, we're all hanging out, hearing new music, getting a little behind the scenes of what we do here at KAXC. Kari, this type of thing, it's new for us here at KAXC, but you are familiar with it and other times. So what is like the goal of an event like this, and why do have radio stations done this?
So I've attended conferences over the years where, you know, music radio conferences, where this is a big part. This is an annual event. And it's just a fun time to just kind of get people's opinions and thoughts on, especially the first 45 seconds, because as we know, songs can also change a lot.
Yep.
We're not telling you who the artist is. That's kind of one of the most fun parts is, you know, people might judge really strongly and then they find out who the artist
is
and they're like,
artist.
Ooh, I take that back. You know, so it's been really interesting to kind of see that. And if you don't want to talk about how you feel, you don't have to.
Yes.
Like, this is, and not everybody is going to talk about this. We're just going to talk to a few different people after you hear a clip of songs. But it's just, we're going to listen to, you know, a ton of different kinds of music, just like you hear on KAXE. And it's just a super fun thing to kind of be together and listen to this. And you kind of see people grooving their head and, you know, figuring out like, okay, I think the song is going to go over pretty well. Or
yep.
I don't know if this one's doing so hot. So it's for all ages. I've got my kids coming. I primed my 13-year-old last night. I was like, come ready with your opinions. And he was like, well, what if I don't like things? And I was like, that's okay. Like, then you don't like things. That's the whole point of this. So my 8-year-old is coming. So bring your family. It should be a really fun free open to anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our member appreciation week. But this is obviously, as we've been talking about, all the things we have going on all week long in Bemidji over here. You do not have to be a member. Anyone who's interested in music, interested in the radio station, if you tune in at all, we'd love to see you there. And I think it would be really cool to have a big variety of age groups showing up tonight. It's a family-friendly place at Clocko. And come hear some new music that's unreleased and hear some new stuff that you may not be familiar with and share your thoughts on it.
So judge that jam tonight at 6 o'clock at Clocko. Guess the groove at Bridget's Pub. Same time, 6 o'clock in Bemidji. All right, now we're going to dig into our album of the week this week, which is from Geese, called Getting Killed. And this has been one of my favorite albums this year so far. I'll just put that out there for those who maybe don't like what you're hearing so far. I am coming at it from a very positive place in my life. And one of the most interesting parts about this album, we've been hearing, you know, some hard, they've got a kind of array of sounds throughout this album, from a little bit of a heavy rocking, little punk vibes, to really sweet and beautiful songs, a little bit more like the lead singer Cameron Winter's solo album that was out in 2024. We had the chance to see the band a couple weeks ago.
We did. It was incredible.
But we had an issue.
Oh, we did have an issue. Yes, yes.
I would love a little bit about concert etiquette here.
Yeah, I would love to hear from you. Text in 218-326-1234. We had the loudest people next to us
talking
about anything but the music.
The whole time.
The only time they would pay attention to the music was when some of the more well-known choruses would come on, and they would stop talking to each other and proceed to yell
so loud,
not really sing, to yell as loud as they could so that you also couldn't hear like what are some of the most special and tender moments of the albums. And then they would go back to talking to each other. This was a show that was sold out. So like, it was hard to get to, hard to even get into this show. And these people are there just doing anything but paying attention. Anyways, okay. We are, I guess, getting older, you know? We are doing critiques of people's... But sometimes it just goes too far. It goes too far.
I think... And I'm, you know, there are times where you want to chat with your person that you're there with, like, and hopefully it's about the show or something. This was egregious, though. I mean, this was like, I don't even think they stopped talking once.
No.
It was nonstop. And yes, it was just, like, so distracting.
About like upstate New York. And I wish I didn't know this, but it was so loud that you couldn't not
know exactly.
They're like talking about these little towns in upstate New York while the band is playing.
Yeah.
It's so unreal.
It was distracting, and it ended up to a point where someone we were with actually ended up going to them and saying, "Fellas, move to the back, please."
Yes.
Or quiet down.
And I respect her move there.
100%. But so what would you do in that situation? It was difficult to move.
Yes,
otherwise I would have just moved.
It's so packed that you can't really move easily to a new place.
Right.
That's a key piece to this.
So unfortunately, that was a takeaway from the show.
You could move to the back, though. I will say that.
I suppose.
For the talkers.
In spite of that, it was a great show. And Andrew picked this album of the week this week, Getting Killed, which you can read about at KAXE.org. We're going to listen to a tune called Husbands off of the new album. Love to hear your thoughts on the album. Love to hear your thoughts on concert etiquette. Just heard from a friend who said they're called chompers, people who chat during the show. Have you ever heard that? I haven't heard that,
but it's like the equivalent of someone who chews with their mouth open.
Oh, maybe. I guess. I didn't make that connection.
What else would I... That's okay. I guess our heads go to different places.
All right, this is the album of the week from Geese.
But I'll never explain, so you don't have to waste your time.
You don't have to waste your time hacking up 100 hills. You don't have to, but I will. Well, it was your
is Husbands by Geese off the album Getting Killed. You are listening to Headwaters on KAXE on Public Radio Music Day. I'm Kari Headland. Thanks for listening today. We receive support from the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota. More at blandinfoundation.org. And we want to thank Klotko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday, noon to 6. More info at clockobrewing.com. Join us all day long for special programming, Public Radio Music Day. Headwaters is taking you right up to noon, and then it's Green Cheese Trivia, the music edition from noon to 1. It is time for an early slice of green cheese here. I mean, it's not early, but it's, you know, a precursor to the green cheese music show coming up. So this is our daily trivia question right around this time each morning. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we're going to send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Keg and Cork in Bemidji, Growing Food Co-op in Brainerd, and Hotel Rapids in Grand Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Today in 2021, Philadelphia band The War on Drugs released I Don't Live Here Anymore. The band was founded by Adam Granduciel and what other well-known slacker rocker? The slacker rocker was not on this 2021 album, but he did help found the band. Again, today in 2021, Philadelphia band The War on Drugs released I Don't Live Here Anymore. The band was founded by Adam Granduciel and what other well-known slacker rocker? If you know the answer or just want to make a guess, call us 218-326-1234. Nice work. We already have a winner for the slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls.
Thank you. She's feeling helpless, like there's nowhere left to go. Things she set out to do, is she made sure were done. She's feeling dismal, but she's not the only one. Take time to listen to the lonely ones. Watch how the pain lives underneath the skin. Forgotten words and lost love won't make the clay. For the crime. Take time to listen to the lonely ones. Watch how the pain lives underneath the skin. Forgotten words and lost love won't make the heavy fall.